It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, January 5th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, deadly science, talking about prenatal screening that is leading parents to conclude that their best course of action is to terminate their unborn children and the accuracy of those prenatal tests. A new analysis by the New York Times, and it's a little surprising seeing a reliably left-wing media outlet like the New York Times publishing this report, but I'm glad that they did. The New York Times found that some of the most common prenatal screening tests are not as reliable as parents are being told, and parents are using them then to terminate the lives of healthy unborn children as a result of false positives. The Times examined 5 non-invasive prenatal tests, which involve drawing blood in the first trimester. Times found an average false positive report of 85%. 85%. In other words, these tests are wrong more than 4 out of every 5 times. To conduct its research, the New York Times examined multiple studies, interviewed researchers about 5 of the most common microdeletion tests, those are tests for chromosomal disorders, performed on pregnant mothers. And despite the lack of certainty, I mean, that's a nice way of putting it, 85% wrong, the tests are marketed as reliable and accurate. Now, they do recommend follow-up testing to confirm the results, but many parents, don't do it because more accurate tests carry a risk of miscarriage. They can also be expensive. And so often parents will go on the early, highly unreliable test results to make a decision about the life of their unborn child. The report continues that in 2014, a study found that 6% of parents who screened positive obtained an abortion without getting another test to confirm the initial result. How many healthy children, how many children have been terminated in the womb because of these tests that, on average, are 85% wrong? And this is a growing trend, sadly. We're seeing the elimination of Down syndrome, not through science, but through prenatal testing. Recent reports in The Atlantic and on CBS News found that nearly 100% of unborn children with Down syndrome, who tested positive for Down syndrome, I should say, have been aborted in Iceland, 95% in Denmark, 77% in France, and 2/3 of them here in the United States. Topic number 4, on the beach. A record 4.5 million Americans quit their jobs during the month of November. This is described by the corporate media as a sign of confidence in the economy, more evidence that the U.S. job market is bouncing back strongly from last year's coronavirus recession. Labor Department also reporting Tuesday that employers posted 10.6 million job openings in November, which is down a little from the 11.1 million in October, a record, but it's still high by historical standards. According to the Labor Department, quits were high in the low-wage hotel and restaurant industries, which they say is a good sign. It means, analysts say, that people are leaving those jobs because they can do better working elsewhere, get higher-paying jobs elsewhere. Maybe that's so. I still believe that a lot of these people just decided to go home and collect enhanced unemployment benefits, courtesy of certain states and the Federal Bureau of Labor. But analysts say that wage growth was strong in 2021. They expect more in 2022. The key phrase, though, would be real wages, which is wage growth compared to the growth in inflation, which is hitting records at least 40-year highs over the last few months. So real wages not really making any headway against the real cost of price, the real cost of goods and services. And as evidence, I present this chart from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, shows that the number of workers over the age of 55 is projected to double from the year 2000 by the time we get to 2030. More than twice as many people over 55 in the workforce, partly because of demographics. We're not having enough babies, so there aren't as many young workers out there to draw from in the labor pool, but also a lot of us over 55 just won't be able to retire. Topic number 3, brain weapons. The Biden administration has blacklisted and sanctioned dozens of Chinese government research institutes and private sector tech firms because they believe they're working on science fiction-like biotechnology weapons. U.S. warning that these entities are working as part of a broader Chinese government strategy to develop and deploy biotechnological weapons, including brain control weaponry for possible offensive use, and as part of a crackdown on its Muslim minority population, including the Uyghurs in western Xinjiang province. 12 Chinese research institutes and 22 Chinese technology firms have been blacklisted. Chief among these, China's Academy of Military Medical Sciences. You'd think that would be kind of a no-brainer to begin with. I mean, it's connected to the Chinese military. Why would we want to share our technology with China's military? Anyway, it's 11 research institutes. Now, it's not clear what type of weaponry they may be working on, but there's speculation based on past comments by Chinese military leaders about biotechnology creating new offensive capabilities for their military, including brain control weapons, being able to fire a weapon just by thinking about it instead of having to press a physical trigger or hit a button or something, and specific genetic ethnic attacks, biotech or pharmaceutical, biological weapons targeting specific genetic markers. China believes that this is their century. They intend to make the 21st century the century of China, just as the 20th century was the century of the United States. Topic number two, beheading the mannequins. This was a directive coming down from the Taliban in Afghanistan to shop owners. They want mannequins to be beheaded because they are idols. Shopkeepers in the western province of Herat in Afghanistan have been told to chop the heads off their mannequins because officials have ruled that the dummies are sinful. Idols are forbidden in Islam, and so they must go. Now, this new ruling came out this week after they originally said that shopkeepers needed to remove the mannequins from their stores. Shopkeepers pushed back and said, look, this would cause us financial hardship. We need to display our goods somehow. And so the compromise from Sheikh Aziz Rahman, the head of the Ministry for the Propagation of Virtue and the Prevention of Vice. I'll repeat that. The Ministry for the Propagation of Virtue and the Prevention of Vice. He said, okay, you can keep the mannequins, but you have to chop their heads off so that they are no longer idols. I mean, we can kind of laugh at this, but the fact is, they take their faith seriously. I'm not suggesting we become as legalistic as the Taliban, but we should be aware that we are in a spiritual war and take it every bit as seriously as the Taliban is taking their adherence to their list of thou shalt nots. Coming up, still time to get your limited edition Defender Family Bible. I'll tell you how. And helpful new guidelines from the Internal Revenue Service to simplify your tax filing in 2022. That's next on 5 and 10.
Call now and get Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, along with his groundbreaking best-selling book, Progressive Evil, and Dr. Thomas Horn's explosive original expose on the Marxist-driven deep state cabal, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD. This is an exclusive offer for our Skywatch television audience. Yours for a donation of $35 plus shipping and handling. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, examines what current American leaders, including the Biden administration and his allies, intend for the United States that may very well usher in a biblical prophetic end times. Reveals the growing support in America for Marxist ideologies, socialism, communism, progressivism, and what that means for America. Explains the Marxist satanic and occult history, which influences America's ongoing cultural revolution. Provides Christ-centric and pre-rapture recommendations should we come under the grip of a Marxist one-world government, and so much more. This incredible special offer also includes Colonel Robert McGinnis' best-selling work, Progressive Evil, which reveals precisely how radicals in government and in our very own communities are steadfastly redefining America's rights, institutions, and ideals, making her globally irrelevant for the end times. But that's not all. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's groundbreaking groundbreaking expose, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD, which includes the original five-part Skywatch television investigative series deemed too hot for network television, not available anywhere outside this exclusive offer. This book and DVD series exposes the deep state actors from the Clintons and Obama to Joe Biden and the occult elite who are at war with Christianity and America's destiny. Demonstrates the diabolical body count lists and sacrificed whistleblowers who have attempted to thwart the plans of the global elite, and discloses the occult concepts and practices of a mysterious DC-based shadow empire. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $85. Yours now for a donation of only $35, plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime Skywatch TV exclusive offer, the Give Me Liberty Patriot Package. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today. I guess the IRS sees this as a way to increase tax revenues. We've seen a lot of looting of retail outlets in the last 18 months. I mean, so-called protests really were just excuses to help oneself to lots and lots of free stuff. You know, I'm here for equity and justice and, this really great 55-inch TV. Well, this has caused a lot of stores to close in places like San Francisco, Chicago, New York, loss of tax revenue to those cities. And sadly, what the protesters are getting, according to journalist Graham Wood of The Atlantic, burning society to cinders and crippling for a generation our ability to serve our poorest citizens. This is the change, apparently, that they've been hoping for. But, I'm happy to report that the Internal Revenue Service is on the case. Their newly released guidelines for filing tax returns in 2022 says, if you have stolen property in the previous year, I'd like to say this is a joke, but there it is right there from their website. If you've stolen property in the previous year, you must report its fair market value on your income for the year unless you return it to its rightful owner in the same year. So if you stole that television from Target, you need to either declare it on your income tax forms or you need to give it back. It's almost like somebody at the IRS with a sense of humor. I'm not sure they've got anyone at the IRS with a sense of humor, but somebody there with a sense of humor included this in the updated guidelines for how to prepare your tax forms just to see if any of us actually read those forms other than tax accountants. Well, the Friends of the Children's special offer, your opportunity to get the limited edition Defender Family Bible. This is the hardcover edition of the Defender Bible, which is the King James Bible with the expanded Apocrypha that includes the book of 1 Enoch, which helps to explain some of the weird stuff in Genesis chapter 6 and thereabouts. You can get this for your donation to help us continue the construction work at Whispering Ponies Ranch in time for the 2022 camping season as we prepare for the arrival of the 9 to 11-year-olds in foster care with our partners from Royal Family Kids. For your gift of $300 or more, you'll get a $100 gift certificate from the Skywatch TV store to use any way you choose, plus the Defender Family Bible and a gift box from Whispering Ponies Ranch. If you are so led and can do so, your gift of $1,000 or more toward the construction work at Whispering Ponies Ranch will get the Whispering Ponies Ranch gift box, a $300 gift certificate to the Skywatch TV store, the Defender Family Bible, plus an invitation to visit Whispering Ponies Ranch, take a tour of the facility, a group photo with the staff at Whispering Ponies Ranch and Skywatch TV, an invitation to a special sponsors banquet at our 2022 Defender Conference, and an invitation to attend a taping here at the new Skywatch TV studios. That with your gift of $1,000 or more. You can find out more online and donate at SkywatchTVStore.com, SkywatchTVStore.com, or call us toll-free during regular business hours, 844-750-4985. SkywatchFilms.com. your website for cutting-edge documentaries you just won't find anywhere else, on subjects you won't find anywhere else. The Great Delusion, an expose of the UFO phenomenon, Tom Horn's Secret Destiny of America, the art and architecture or the occult symbolism built into the art and architecture of Washington, D.C., Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, the award-winning documentary from Josh Peck, and much more. These documentaries available for as little as $3. Instant access, full HD. Stream them now for as little as $3. You can also purchase unlimited access to share with your friends and family. Find out more and get streaming right now at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. This week's broadcast program from Skywatch TV features our good friend, Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, Pentagon insider, and his analysis of Marxism. It is officially an atheistic political doctrine, but is it atheistic? No, it is not. It is definitely theistic. Marxist was, well, he was sold out to the dark side. Colonel McGinnis explains to Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. Our broadcast schedule is posted online, skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you have the Skywatch TV app on Roku or Apple TV, all you need to do is click the remote and we will broadcast on your schedule. We'll also do that if you download our free mobile app, which bypasses all the gatekeepers of social media. We've seen more recently hitting close to home thanks to YouTube, which is why most of our video content is over at Rumble. But if you bring it right into your smartphone or tablet, it's right there when you want it. And as an added bonus, through February, the news section of our free mobile app gets you free chapter-length excerpts of my brand new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, delivered right to your smartphone or tablet. We're releasing three chapter-length excerpts from the book per week. And so by the time we get to February and the programs that will be broadcast on Skywatch TV about the book, most of the book will have been put out there on the internet. So it's a free download. Might as well take advantage of it and just carry us with you wherever you go, whether you've got an iOS or Android device or Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We have apps for all of those, and links to the app stores are at skywatchtv.com. The link is in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.